The pandemic is sending everyone on a wild ride, and amusement parks are trying desperately to hold on. I'm Brian Van Miller on Business. The summer months usually mean long lines, big crowds, and lots of money for amusement parks. But this year, as with everything else, things are different. When states began reopening, theme park operators installed hand sanitizers, figured out how to disinfect rides, and prepared to check the temperature of everyone who entered. But all their preparations are not bringing people back. Now parks are reducing the number of days they're open, slashing ticket prices, and offering special deals. Others are closing early for the year, and a few have yet to open at all because of local health restrictions. One of those parks is Disneyland, one of the most popular in the world. Since July, the park has been waiting for guidance from California Governor Gavin Newsom on reopening, but still no word on welcoming people back. Other Disney parks in Florida are cutting hours and canceling special holiday events, such as the annual Halloween party. This ride sure has lots of twists and turns. Brian Van Miller, CBS News.